This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
It is Back Row and Chill. It is Friday, and I can't think of anything. What else is it today? It is also the 20-something of June.
22nd of June.
22nd of June. Thank you, Anthony DiPrezzo. Welcome to the show. It's the first time that you've been guesting on my show. Welcome. We've got a big, fun, packed chit-chat hour on the next hour on FUBAR Radio, so make sure you stay tuned. And also get involved. If you want to talk to me and Anthony, then just tweet us. We are but a tweet away at FUBAR Radio. Make sure you're following us there on the Twitter sphere. Or you can email in straight to the studio, chill@fubarradio.com. Let us know what you're doing. What are you doing with your weekend? What are you doing right now? Also, what have you been watching? Like, what have you guys been checking out on the Netflix? All the Now TVs? All the
Amazon?
All the Amazons or all the other places? I mean, where do people watch stuff now? Where do you watch stuff? What's your like go-to?
For me, I spend a lot of time on YouTube.
You're a YouTuber?
Yeah, I love YouTube. Lately, I've been watching a lot of Breakfast Club.
What? Not the movie, The Breakfast Club. What is The Breakfast Club?
It's an American radio show with Charlemagne the God.
On YouTube?
Well, they upload their videos onto YouTube, yeah. Awesome. But it's a real radio show, kind of like FUBAR in a way.
It's kind of real, kind of like FUBAR, because we're kind of a radio station. Okay, that's cool. That's an interesting idea. Maybe we could get like a once a month Back Row and Chill live YouTube sesh.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
It's pretty cool. I love watching it.
Then I'd actually have to not wear my pajamas into the radio. That would be fabulous. Well, we've got loads and loads and loads of entertainment news to talk about. We're also going to be joined by stand-up comedian Icy Jones later on in the show. And I have got I'm really, really proud of the songs this week because I've been researching. I like to research movie songs, soundtracks, trailer music, anything to do with kind of the industry or social media or whatever. And I found this guy on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
I mean, I am late to the party, but I have found SoundCloud.
Wow.
I know, wow, right? I'm a Spotify girl, so I just stream everything on Spotify.
Yeah.
So SoundCloud is what I've been on this week, and I found a guy called Wicket, and he remixed loads of movie songs.
Okay, so that's perfect for this then.
So exactly. So yeah, I was
well
like,
done.
Hello, and thank you. So let's kick off today's show. This is a remix of Lowrider, which appears in many, many films, but it was also in the A Knight's Tale. Do you remember that movie?
No.
What?
I don't remember that movie.
A Knight's Tale. It's on Netflix anyway.
Okay,
and it's got Heath Ledger.
Ah.
Who died when he was like young. He was like in his prime. It's a beautiful
was
film.
Was it like a comedy?
Yeah, it's like a comedy. It's basically about this guy. Heath Ledger plays this knight. This like a young not even a knight. He's like he's a young knight's assistant. A squire. There we go. And the knight that he's serving.
Oh, here he is.
There he is.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, what good production team here.
We know the producers are on it. We can see a picture of the poster in the studio.
That is nice.
And so he plays this squire who desperately wants to be a knight, but he can't because he's like a lowly serf, but then his actual knight has like a heart attack and dies at the beginning. So he pretends, he takes his boots literally and pretends, and he enters like the jousting competition as
I think it's ringing a bell.
A knight. There's Paul Bettany in it.
It's a good little gem of a
movie.
I think I've seen
it. It's brilliant. And then he ends up catching the eye of the princess, and he's got to pretend even more. He gets like more and more into the lies that he's this big lord, but he's actually just a peasant. But it's brilliant. So this is the song from the movie, and we're going to kick off Back Row and Chill. And you'll know the song Lowrider anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. I'm transmitting live with the hardcore style.
Got an old white Chevy, peanut butter top, same color flow.
And that was my gym song
this
week.
That is a big track.
That was, they're like throwing in some M&M in there. But it works.
Yeah.
It's like, this shouldn't work like peanut butter and celery, but it does.
I like that track.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, when I used to do the show with Noel Clark, and he used to absolutely slate my music taste. And afterwards, he'd give me a score. I'd be like, that was all right, but no.
Yeah.
So, okay, I won one. First round of songs. Brilliant. I'm feeling like I'm on good form. Oh, I think I've just spied our first guest.
Is that Icy Jones?
Icy Jones is in the
Icy
building. But he's gonna be whisked away to the green room to be treated like a princess for the next 15 minutes. And we can continue with the show.
Cool.
So, Anthony DiPrezzo,
yeah.
welcome. And it's really great to get you on.
Thank you. It's happy to be here.
Now, what do you do in the day to day?
So, recently I've started doing events. So, I put on comedy events. Before I'd do them in sort of like, you know, standard venues. But now, a few months ago, I started putting them on a party bus, which has been
nice.
Really, really fun.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it's different. So, basically, I have a live DJ. On the bus, and then I have two stand-up comedians performing back to back, just about maybe 10-15 minutes each. But the main point of the part of the night is the DJ and the music.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool because, you know, everyone there is really friendly. Everyone gets on with each other.
Yeah,
a lot of people have messaged me saying, "Oh, you know, I want to come, but I don't want to go on my own." And I say to them, "Look, believe me, everyone's friendly. By the time you leave, you'll have a whole bunch of friends.
Best friends by the end of the
and
night.
And it happens every single time. So, yeah.
So, where does it, like, go? Where do you catch this bus?
So, you catch the bus at Clapham Junction Station. So, just behind where they've got, like, the car park. So,
yeah.
It starts there probably around about 7. And then we do a sort of mini tour around, like, central London. So, we go past, like, Big Ben and stuff. And, like, it's crazy.
Do you get to, like, stop off for pee breaks and stuff?
Yeah, well, there's a toilet on board.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
There's a toilet on there. But we do stop off, like, for food.
Yeah.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. Food and cigs.
And there's a nice stop off as well by the London Eye. So, we get some really cool pictures there. As well.
Selfie opportunities.
Oh yeah,
you gotta have the selfie opportunities.
We have to do it for the gram.
That's really cool. And that runs on what? It's like Saturday nights.
Yeah, so it's I'm aiming to do it once a month.
That's cool.
Yeah,
the bus ride around, and like that is reminding me of Harry. I'm just envisioning like Harry Potter. Have you seen Harry Potter?
But I don't remember a bus.
In the third one, there's a thing called the Night Bus, which you can hail. It's like a wizard magical bus. It's three levels. It's a triple decker bus.
Oh wow!
So you know, just to say, there's like expectations have been set.
So maybe I need to get another.
Yeah, you need to just get another deck on that bus. It's a triple. It's like a big purple triple decker bus, and Lenny Henry is like the driver, I think.
Is there a DJ on the bus?
No, there isn't, but there are beds.
Oh, okay.
So the Bantam bus got beds, yeah.
That's the late night version.
It's the overnight ride.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And what comedians have you had on there?
I've had Junior Booker. I've had Filio Huff. who's an American guy. He's come over and he's a savage. Mm-hmm. He's a real savage. I've had Matt the Comedian. And I've had Salman Malik as well.
Okay. Oh, yes. No, I just saw him perform.
Yeah.
The other day at like a comedy night. I go to a comedy jam in the Lighthouse in Shoreditch. Yeah, that was the first time I got to watch him perform. And that he cracked me up.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. He's pretty funny.
Would you do stand up?
I've started writing it.
Okay. But you like me? Should we do it together?
A duo. Yeah, when we're finally ready. But I'm in no rush. I want to make it real good. I don't want to clown around and
you want to get a BAFTA. So.
Yeah, I'm looking for the awards.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just go big or go home, babe. Mm. That's cool. And so you also run like a comedy Instagram page.
Yeah.
Which is Deprezzo
Banter.
So you just basically like everything to have banter in. It's got to be Banter Bus, Deprezzo Banter.
Banter Bash, Banter Boat coming soon.
I'm so excited I hit my glass.
That actually sounded quite cool. Like a little jingle.
It's the banter bus. Thank you.
I like it.
That's cool. And so talking of Instagram,
Big
news. Big, hold the bus, whatever. Like literally,
stop the bus,
hold the bus, whatever. Big news in the world of Instagram and social media and everything. So on Wednesday, I got invited down to this launch party, which I didn't really know what it was. They were just like, come down at 6 o'clock. We're going to have this massive, massive announcement to tell you guys, anyone who works on my Instagram. So I went down. It was very, very bougie. There's lots of people there. Lots of people like, oh my God, is that the person? Yes, it's Michael Dapper. Oh my God, it's Big Shaq. And then we tried to connect with San Francisco Live, but obviously all that stuff never works.
Oh, really?
And we got like sort of a few minutes in and it was like,
cut off.
So, but anyway, they told us the big news is that they were launching that night IGTV, which is Instagram TV, which is a separate app you can download from the App Store, which is connected to your Instagram. So anybody that you follow on your Instagram, your profile is basically the same on both apps.
Yeah.
But it is a channel that you can put long video on Instagram.
And
which
can
is,
anyone?
Anyone can make a channel like YouTube. Anyone can. You can either choose to be a player or a watcher. That's why I kind of. Are you a player or a watcher? If anyone, that's a NERV movie reference. If anyone's, no, okay.
No, not me.
You'd love the movie NERV. It's great.
I need to, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Since I broke up with my ex-girlfriend, my movies have just, like, I haven't.
Wait, hold the phone.
Hold the phone. What?
So, Anthony DiPrezzo is single. Are you a single Pringle?
I'm a single Pringle. But I'm not ready to mingle. I'm just single.
Oh, bless his heart. Okay, but we can watch from the sidelines and admire. Okay, so ladies, do tweet in at Fubar Radio if you'd like to have a date. Oh, not a date, but if you'd like to admire.
Watch some films. I need to.
We can just throw positivity on you.
Yeah.
And positive energy and build up your heart.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, but since you broke up with your ex, you've not been watching a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I haven't even watched Black Panther. I know.
This is me walking away.
Yep.
It's the sound of me walking
and
away.
And there's a whole bunch of other films that you'd even carry on walking further. You'd probably run if I told you to. So I'm just going to keep quiet because this is like a movie special radio station, right?
Yes.
I'll keep quiet.
But where were we? Instagram.
Yep.
Anyone can make Instagram. So at the moment, you can put videos on Instagram, but they're only up to 60 seconds long, which is so annoying because if you make a comedy sketch or a video that's, no, 2-3 minutes. You have to either chop it up and do a weird swipe thing, or if you want to start watching something and you scroll back and then you have to start the video from the beginning. There's so many things on Instagram that I was like, oh. But they've sorted them all out on this IGTV. So you follow, and everybody that you follow when you go into the app, it's like a channel, it's like a YouTube channel. So you go through and you've got all the videos in one place. And
it can be up to an hour long, is it?
Well, they said it could be up to 60 minutes. At the moment, I can only put up to 10 minutes.
Okay.
I have a feeling that they're going to start, well, they're rolling this thing out to 1 billion users. Wow. So there's going to be some little glitches and probably there's going to be a bit of a stage 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
But you can also, like YouTube, you can also make money. So they're going to monetize.
Oh.
So if you wanted to create your own show, I'm speaking out to people listening who would like to have a go at making content or making like pitching TV series or anything like that. Make a channel on Instagram TV and like, you know, why not?
Yeah, that sounds good because I've made a few videos and I put them onto YouTube, but I just can't be bothered to build up the following on YouTube as well. So I just stick with Instagram. So
yeah, stick with what you know. But Instagram, it's the fastest growing platform. in the world at the moment, 1 billion users. Mm. I remember a few months ago they were at 700 million. They are growing. Wow. Like the graph of them growing this year is literally, it's like an Everest.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. I love Instagram.
I just saw a photo flash and I don't know what it was. So I've got some paparazzi in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, here we go.
Oh my goodness. They're just papping me everywhere. This is just what you have to do, darling. It's what you have to deal with.
Can we put some blinds down or?
Are we talking about Instagram TV? You know, famous now. I've got a channel. Oh, my God. At Johanna James. Oh. But, yeah, I'm really excited about that. Yeah. And one thing that's different, though, is that it's all for vertical footage. So, you know, when you have a phone and some people turn their phone to the side and they do, like, an old horizontal, like, YouTube. Other people, they tend to... There's always been this last few years. It's like, do you film it vertical? Do you film it horizontal? Instagram have gone bold and they've gone only vertical footage, portrait mode only. So everyone's going to look long and skinny, which is, it's cool, but it means I've got to go back and all the sketches that I've already filmed are in the wrong format. So I tried to edit them to fit the new format, but basically it's so skinny I can just fit a nostril in there. And I'm like,
nostril sketches.
It's a nostril sketch. I'm just going to perform with my nose. But super excited about Instagram TV. Let us know, I mean, on the Twitter, like, have you downloaded it? Can you guys work out what it is and how to use it? Who are you guys following as well? Because at the moment, you only see videos from people that you already follow on Instagram. So you're not spammed. Like Snapchat, you're spammed with people that you don't even follow. And it's like, who are you? Get out of my face. So, recommend me some people to follow on IGTV because I'm new to it too. A few days in. Everyone's babies.
Yeah.
We all know what we're doing. We don't know what we're doing.
I need some help too.
You could probably do some. You could do like a... you could like do a show from the banter bus.
Yeah, you're right.
On IGTV.
Because, I could film a whole segment of it on there.
You know, if you're not drunk.
I am pretty drunk. I'm not.
Or like
lie.
Vlogs, it'd be a great place to put vlogs. Five-minute vlogs.
What I was thinking of doing is maybe giving my phone to each like a guest for a certain amount.
I mean, that's very brave. They're going to see you.
Okay, I'll give them another
nudes.
Phone. I'll give them my non-nude phone.
You get in that your non-nude phone.
Give them the clean one.
But they're gonna like, don't give a random guest your phone, bro. Right. They're gonna call like Tunisia. You're gonna have all those like selfies. Whenever I get someone's phone, if they leave their phone with me, I'm straight in the camera
gallery.
And I've got like 1,000 under chin pictures. Like, there we are.
Nice.
Find that next time you scroll for your photos. You can't. There's 933 ones in my double chin. Thank you very much. Great. Oh, I'm just having a little look through here because we've got a lot of entertainment news that's going on. And one of the things that caught my eye this week was Netflix have released a Cooking on High. It's the Netflix weed cuisine show.
Yeah.
Which basically teaches you how to cook with weed, which... it's an interesting one for it to be, considering that like not everywhere is on board with the whole legalizing of cannabis.
Yeah.
Canada this week have legalized it.
Oh, they have as well.
And I mean, Canada's pretty. They're pretty like they forerun a lot of things. So
yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, Canada have, California have, Amsterdam have.
Yeah, I think sooner or later England are going to have to.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely coming. But
Spain as well. A few parts in Spain are legal.
Okay. Yeah, it's a weird. You live in a world where it's half and half. You literally on one side of the border, it's like you can be arrested to have it, and on the other side, it's like you just walk into a shop and
you smoke.
I remember talking about like it to someone from some kids. I met some kids from Amsterdam when I was a teenager, and they were saying that they were so embarrassed when they came over to London because all the London kids, they're like they're trying to hide their weed and make up this whole big thing about it, and they're all like, oh, we're so cool, we'd have weed, and they're just like, dude, it's not even like a cool thing to do in Amsterdam because it's legal.
It's just everyone's got that.
And then he said, because it's free. Ice cream!
Is that part of the jingle or is that?
Can we go get some ice cream? I'm legit going to put a song on now and we're going to go grab some ice cream.
Like, some ice cream songs.
I'm going to put on some Queen We Will Rock You. We got 2 minutes, 50 seconds to go and get some ice cream.
Depresso,
go, 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 go!
Oh, hell yeah.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got fat on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can off.
time I told you what you need to operate.
Well, first you have to have your...
Chaotic rock. That was what that was.
Loved it.
That's 2 out of 2.
Well done.
Brilliant. Right, well, we didn't find any ice cream, but we did find some icy. So, welcome, Icy Jones.
What's happening?
Welcome to Back Row and Chill.
Yeah, man, I'm here.
And then he said Foobar and Chill, but that's just like, what?
Foobar and Chill, you know.
Banter bus.
Yeah.
It's the Banter studio. Oh, banter. Boy. I was trying to teach my dad what banter was the other day. I was like, do you know what banter is? He's like, of course I know what banter is. I was like, well, go on then.
Yeah. Did you do a bit of banter?
No. Oh. He also didn't know what a dab was.
What?
And I tried to show him, and he thought I was like, he literally thought I was just making it up and trying to make it look silly. He's like, I don't believe that's a thing. I was like, seriously, what? Dad, you lift your arm, you kind of smell your armpit really quickly. He's like, that's not a thing, Johanna. I was like, absolutely it is.
What did you say? No, it's not. It's a seizure. Stop it. It's a seizure.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? I was like, no, all the kids are doing it. Well, they were doing it. It's very 2016.
Oh, down,
but
down, down.
Every dad needs to know how to dab.
Yeah, of course. Of course, so, man.
Does your dad know how to dab, Icy?
He's a Rasta man, so I don't know about the whole. Yeah.
What, Rastas don't dab?
Rastas don't dab.
Okay.
He does the real dab, you know, that old school dab.
Mm. That is a really good, like, band name. Rastas don't dab.
Rastas don't dab. Oh, yeah, I like that.
That should be our band name.
Right, I'll be on that.
Let's do it.
Rastas don't dab.
But, like, where is the talent here? Like, what do you play? What can we.
Ooh.
What can we play, like, logistically?
I'll go for a recorder.
Perfect.
Great. Recorder. Let me think. What can I play? I could just whistle. Standard.
We've got a whistler. Wow. We've got a recorder.
Yeah, I
mean, I will just beatbox and spit bars, obviously.
Jeez.
So, yeah. Okay, great. Rasses don't do dab. Don't dab.
Rasses don't dab.
So, Icy, you are a, well, you're a man of many talents, but yeah. I met you through the comedy circuit because you do stand-up.
Yeah, I do, yeah, man.
I do. Ooh, jeez.
You know that line? I love that line.
90s kids, of course you do. So, yeah, how did you start your comedy journey?
My comedy journey started about 3 years ago, but before then I was actually doing improv comedy. So,
I love
just,
it.
Just, you know. You know, just on the spot comedy, and then Junior Booker. You know Junior Booker.
Yes.
I heard you earlier, DePrezzo, about Junior
Shout
Booker.
Junior Booker.
Yeah. Yeah, saying him. Yeah, he's a big man in the game. He's the plug. He's the man. So I remember when I basically went to his shows. I kept on going to his shows, and then after he said, "You know what, Icy, you really think you're a comedian?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "No, you're not. You have to do stand up first." So I was like, "Okay, cool."
Ouch.
So for the whole year of 2015. I was watching the shows and I was saying, yeah, I'm going to do it next week. I'll do it next week. But December, I can't remember the day exactly, but I know in 2015 in December.
December 16th, 1942.
You know, it sounds like I'm just bringing out the book. 'Twas the night before Christmas. Anyways, yeah, you know, it was like in December, that's when I started comedy. That's when I started stand up and I was doo-doo. At first, but you know, afterwards you start to get confident and you just move on.
Do you do a nervous poo before the show?
Not even. It's a nervous wee.
I've always got to have a nervous poo before I do some sort of show, if I do like a live show.
Oh, wow. Man, does that as well.
A what?
A nervous poo.
Nervous poo, yeah.
Nervous poo, wow,
yeah.
Boy.
It's a thing.
Doing like toilet paper origami. Hover.
Oh, here we go. Sorry, I got the wrong mic up front. That's why I couldn't hear you, darling.
Oh.
Oh, here we go. Now you're back in my ear.
You missed all these good jokes I've been saying throughout the show.
We lost all the banter. You've just been bantering in the corner.
On my own.
Well, you know. And, right, okay. So where can people see you?
They can see me on my Instagram.
Have you got IGTV yet?
Do you know what? It just came up on my phone. I was like, what is this?
What is this?
I can't believe it. What is this? And then I was like, I think I got a message through the comedy group that I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, on WhatsApp. They were saying that. Like, do you know the news? We got IGTV right now. And then I saw on Axel's Instagram. Yeah. He was at an event. I was like, and I saw you there.
Everyone was there. We're just watching it from our homes. Like, I wish I was there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm twiddling thumbs. Like, I know.
Axel Blake was there. Axel came on the show recently. Yeah, he is also a fellow stand-upian. No, that's not
stand-up-ian.
A word.
Stand-upian.
It is now.
Stand-upian.
Yeah, you made it.
The stand-up Olympics.
We make our own rules in the Rasta don't dab clan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can be like a guest person in the band, I think.
Yeah, you know, do a little cameo here and there, you know what I'm saying?
But he's not the main event. Sorry, Axel. You can do the O2, but you can't be in our band.
Nope.
You know, like that?
Jeez. Sorry, it's like that. You're not alone. And yes, so you run your Instagram too.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you start doing Instagram comedy?
I started doing Instagram comedy in 2014. I think it was.
You like dates and times?
Yeah. I'm very, very specific.
I'll be like a few years ago, mate.
Oh, no. I've done it on 2014, and my ex-fiance brought me into this thing. Yeah, ex-fiance.
I'm sorry, you can't drop a thing like that and make us not go.
Ex-fiance. She said, "Yeah, well, I see. Come on now. You need to, you know, if you're really about this comedy life, like, start doing, because you're a funny guy. So just show me. Just add this thing." And then from there, I was just like doing funny videos.
Show me, prove it.
And then it just started from there, really.
I got into comedy because I did a drama school, and then I was doing the whole, like, you know, auditioning, all of that jazz, and it was kind of like going well, but obviously not that well. And I got bored, and I was like, crap, I just got like restless.
Mm-hmm.
And I met an agent, and he was like, he's really real with me. He's like, right, I'm gonna be honest with you, there is everyone and their best friend, and there's so many actors in the industry that look like you and will probably be better than you.
Wow.
And basically, babe, you're not going to make it on Downton Abbey. But he's like, I've met you for 30 minutes and you've already like tripped over in the park like three. He's like, you're a comedian. He's like, rebrand as a girl comedian because less girls do it.
Yeah, that's true.
So you've got more of a chance of getting in that door than you have like the main gate.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically kind of pointed me to the side entrance. I was like, well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
But it's been fun, right?
And it's been great, yeah. Exactly. And I got cast in a YouTube comedy series that never came out, and I'm gutted because it was probably the best comedy I've ever done. Was a thing called Cover Versions for YouTube.
Okay.
And it was like an improv comedy thing, and I met these. Oh, there was like a group of five of us, and one of the guys was TJ, Tej World.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him like this like funny, relatable story about how my mom really wanted me to bring home a black boyfriend. Okay. And he found it hilarious, and he was like, we've got to make that sketch, man. That's really funny.
Yeah,
so we researched it, we wrote it, we filmed it. It was awful. Like, well, in terms of like what I would technically make now, it wasn't filmed right, and it wasn't edited right.
Oh, yeah.
But we stuck it on the net, and it went viral because so many people were like tagging and being like, this is me, this is you, oh my god, oh, this is so funny. Like, we interviewed all our friends who were in interracial relationships, and we're like, what is all the accidental racist things that happened to you?
Jeez.
And we put like all of them in
a sketch.
Yeah.
So what, that's not available anymore to watch?
Yeah, it is. We got to go right back on like the 200 video. You got to go right back to the beginning.
What, on your Instagram?
Yeah, or no, on my Facebook. I started on Facebook.
Okay.
But I'll be putting it up on IGTV
very
soon.
Well, please do, and tag me in so I can
but,
watch.
So we did that. That was like the beginning. So when people were like, how did you start comedy? I'm like, well, I did this sketch about bringing a black boyfriend home. And and yeah, basically that's it. But, it was very fun.
Wow.
True story.
I
mean, that's a true story, and a true story about my mom as well.
Okay. My
awkward.
My stand-up comedian career didn't start off well.
Oh, right.
Because I started off as myself at first, and then afterwards I started to do it as a character called John Sport, because I got Instagram for him as well now. When I actually done him, he was basically an old man that likes to swear, and all his content is about swearing, and
lovely.
It's very, very Jamaican, to the point where like people are like, I don't understand you. That's funny, but I don't understand you. I like your body language and your eyes. So the first time I got booed with that character.
Oh.
And I got booed at a funeral.
Oh, what? You done stand up at a funeral?
You stand up at a funeral? Dude, that's like the wrong crowd.
Listen. The story was my dad again, the Rasta man. Rastas don't dab. Anyways, yeah. To the point where he's like, listen, son, I have a gig for you and I want you to do it. Can you do it? I was like, yeah, cool. I'll do it.
You said yes before you realised what it was?
Yeah, before I realised what it was. And he said, okay, cool. You know it's your godfather? I was like, yeah, he's dead, right?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So basically, I basically said yes to my dad to do a funeral gig. And then when I actually...
Is that a thing, though?
No, it's not a thing.
Like,
he tried to make it a thing.
It's not a thing.
Because my dad's a musician himself, and it's just like a list of so many musicians, old school musicians, Jamaican musicians, Irish, everybody you could ever think of. So I've gone to the place now that before then, I've actually spoke to my mum. My mum's saying, are you dumb?
Yeah.
Are you dumb? Do you know it's going to be your funeral if you start comedy over there? My mum was so real. Like, it's going to be your funeral, you know? Like, in Patois, obviously in Patois. You aren't dead. You aren't dead. That's basically what she said to me. Like. So I got to the place now, and I was reluctant to come out of the car. And I get a phone call from my dad. My dad's like, come.
Was it in the church?
No. It was right next to the church. That's how dumb it was as well. In Northwest London, there's like a centre called the St. Michael's Centre.
That's and comedy.
Trust me.
Put this in your set.
No.
I got my one-man show coming. It's okay, coming later on in the year. And these are the things I'll be talking about.
No, I see. We need to film this. This needs to be a sketch in itself. Yeah. This is brilliant.
Listen.
You get your first gig.
Oh, my days.
It needs to be like Vice documentary style, like a mockumentary style.
Like you don't know it's you. Until you get there.
You get your first gig at a funeral.
At a funeral.
And it bombs and you won't get out of the car. This is brilliant.
Trust
this is gold.
Me. Don't get out of the car. Next week, you know what they're saying? Get out of the car. Come, do the thing. And the first thing he says, listen, your character, right? Is he clean? I was like, no.
He's not clean.
He said, okay, well, you're the first one up. So I'm opening the show. And he said, you know, you have to keep it clean. So I'm like, oh, damn, I don't know no clean jokes with this character. So cut a long story short, I'm on the stage. My dad's standing behind me when I get introduced by the guy, the host. He said, come to the stage, we have a new comedian. Come to the stage. Boom.
So and you're in an outfit as well.
Yeah,
right?
I'm
like
in
an
outfit,
old man
the hat,
outfit.
The,
yeah,
everything. Okay. So I'm covered up. So nobody doesn't know who this guy is. He's just one old random looking guy, but he looks young at the same time. So I'm standing on the stage now and the guys introduced me. My dad's standing behind me the whole time. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm comfortable because my dad's standing behind me. So for the first 2 minutes, I had a brilliant set. I had a wicked set. But for like 2 minutes and 1 second, I heard this. I said the word pum pum. Now that word, I said that word in a funeral. Now in the background, I heard this weird ruffling noise. It was like, so I'm like, what's that noise? Then it comes forward. It was all boo! Ooh. Come off of this stage! What kind of? Everybody was cussing me off. Now the host takes the mic off me and says, "Hold on." Hold on, my youth. Hold on.
There's a host at the funeral.
There's a host
what
at the funeral. Listen. Listen, this is a showcase after
why
the funeral.
Why is this an event like this?
Listen.
This doesn't make sense.
It's a showcase after the funeral. Right. Now, so the host is taking the mic off me. He said, hold on. There's a time and a place. Everybody was saying at the same time as the host. There's a time. Yes. And there's a place. Yes. And this is not the time. Right. And this is not the place. Right. Now I basically look back, my dad's gone. I'm like, where the hell's my dad gone? He disappeared when this whole thing was happening, when I was getting booed.
He just bailed on me.
Big time, you know, like the stereotype.
Doing it.
Dad's running around.
What we have learned though, what we've learned today is that funeral comedy is a thing, and you have a banter bus, so maybe you should do funeral banter bus.
I'm not doing it.
Halloween.
I see. Do you want to perform? You're the one with the most experience.
My days. Listen to me. It'd be all morbid and stuff. I'm raising the dead enough.
I mean, you're a brave man to do that. You got some balls.
Is it paid?
And that's the thing, it wasn't paid. Was not paid. I was so pissed.
Damn.
It was not paid.
That's, you know.
Oh, my days. And that thing, that, you know, the good thing about that set, even though it was like a dead set, even though I
no pun intended.
Listen, I look back at that set and I haven't been booed since. Every comedian that comes on a stage will get their boo. Trust me. Some people are like, nah, I ain't getting
your
boo.
You're going to get your boo.
You're going to get your boo, fam. You're going to get your boo, miss.
So moral of the story, go to a funeral, do a set, and you won't get booed after that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Because it spurs me on to do better all the time. Yeah. So obviously, I'm doing myself now. But John Sport will come back. One day.
Wow.
Right, guys. Now I've got two lovely guys in the studio with me. We can play some games, but first I'm going to go back to... I'm playing loads of remixes of some famous movie songs. Because I play lots of soundtracks and trailer moves and stuff on the show. So I found this really cool guy on SoundCloud called Wicket, and he remixed a load of these. So now I'm going to do one for Pulp Fiction. Look at...
I love that film.
Yes, okay, well, you're probably going to love this remix.
Oh, yes.
Back room and chill. That was That was the weekend beginning. That was the sound of the weekend, everybody.
I hope you guys enjoyed that song as much as I did.
We were enjoying it so much, we forgot to talk. But yes. Right, so cracking back on with the entertainment news. So Will Ferrell is apparently going to star in a Netflix comedy about the Eurovision Song Contest. Already in that one sentence, I'm like, yes, yes, and yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah. I love Will Ferrell.
Yeah, he's funny, man.
I love
funny.
Will Ferrell.
Anchorman. Oh.
And he's transitioning so well from... He also produces a lot of stuff now, so he's like kind of allowing the next generation of comedians to continue. Mm, nice. Have you guys seen Daddy's Home 2?
No, I need to see that.
Right, okay. It's a Christmas movie, but just fuck it, you can watch it anytime. Yeah. And it's really good. I recommend the most recent thing I saw of his is like that, which is really good.
Yeah.
And there's a movie on Netflix called Ibiza, which Will Ferrell produced. It's like three girls that go on a work trip to Barcelona. One ends up like having a moment with this DJ, and then they spend the rest of the night trying to find him so she can have sex with the DJ.
Oh,
and it's hilarious. It's DJs. Great. They end up going to this house party because they think he's going to be there. End up taking loads of different drugs.
Oh man,
it's brilliant. It's a really good, funny film. But like Will Ferrell comedy, but he allows these three women to be like the center of it.
Nah, he's a legend.
Ibiza on Netflix, so that's cool.
I need to start making a list of all these films now. So you said Ibiza, and what was the first one? The Daddy's Home 2.
Daddy's Home 2. Right. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's got John Cena. You know,
John Cena's in there.
Yeah,
he's started to act a lot.
Yeah,
more right now.
He's got a big role.
You know why? Because he's following The Rock's footsteps. That's why.
Yeah, everyone's The Rock paved the way. Yeah, and then
John
now.
Cena's like a straight to DVD kind of dude right now.
Did you guys he's doing that. What is his new one? Skyscraper.
Oh,
have you seen that one? It's like
the trailer for
the new Rock movie.
That's sick. That is sick.
And he literally jumps off a crane into a burning building. But I believe it. I believe he could do that because he's like the Don.
With
so.
One leg as well, you know.
Yeah, with one leg. They were like, "How can we make this more awesome? Let's make him disabled." That's really believable.
Oh my days.
But you do think you're like, yeah, it's the Rock, but all you'd have to do is just do a little kickflip to the ankle. And he's just concertina to the floor, you know?
You try that first. I'll stay behind you.
I'll take a whack at it. Come on, Rock. I've met the Rock, actually. He's delightful.
Yeah.
He's lovely.
Like, met, or he walked past?
No, I interviewed him.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I interviewed him and Kevin Hart. It was great. He was really nice. But I'm a big fan of The Rock, so I was a big WWE fan when I was a kid. So I was like, oh my God, I'm meeting The Rock. Yeah. I don't fangirl over many people, but I fangirled a bit over him. I met him. I was like, hi. And he like grabbed my arm. He pulled my arm out and he was like, I love your tattoos. And I was just like, I love you. And he was really nice. And yeah, like a really, really giving in the interview. Like, he was fun, which was great.
About Kevin Hart? Because that's who I fangirl over.
So Kevin Hart, we didn't get off on the best start.
Oh, really?
With Kevin Hart, because he was on his own in the room. So I went up and I thought, oh, I'll go say hi to Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, he's on his own. So they put us on these really big bar stools.
Yeah.
So I went over and I sat up there and it was quite high to get up. And the first thing that I said to Kevin Hart was,
oh, no.
I was like, oh, my God, don't that make you feel small? And he looked at me like, girl, you just called me small. And I was like, I mean... You know, like
he should be able to take the banter, though. Come on.
Yeah, maybe he wasn't having it. I don't know. He just looked at me like, seriously, that was the first thing you're going to say to me. Oh, doesn't it make you feel small being out here? My legs are dangling and everything. And then later on in the interview, he got his own back because I went to like high five him and he parred me in the air. He was like, nah. And
really?
He left me hanging and I've got that on footage.
Can I see that?
Yeah, I will.
You know, my rating of him's gone down. I've lost a bit of respect from doing that to you.
He just left me hanging. Like, and I was like, can't leave me hanging, bro. Okay, that's me going. But it's a special memory. But I did teach Kevin Hart. I taught them some British slang. I taught Kevin Hart how to say "low it," and like he just left the interview just being like "low it, bro, low it, low it, low it, bro."
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay. "I've done well.
Done your bit for mankind.
I've done well. Represent, Kevin," which is great. Mm-hmm. So production has begun on It Chapter 2. Did any of you guys see the horror movie It last year with the crown? With the clown?
Yeah, I saw it and I saw lots of memes as well when the clown's near the sewer or something.
You're not
going to probably like think I'm way old. I actually saw the proper one.
You saw the original
It. The original one. I haven't seen the new ones. Like, I need to go on.
Well, that's fine. You can watch vintage movies, babe. Yeah, that's great.
Like, I'm looking at the graphics now and back then. Wow. I got scared shitless. Yeah. When I saw the trailers, just the trailer, you know, I'm like, you're just looking at you. Like,
I watched it on my own. I don't know what I was thinking.
You're brave. I know. You're brave.
I mean, I had to have therapy after, but but I did go there, and it was good. It was a good. I thought it was like. It was scary, but not because I can't actually stand horrors because I'm a massive pussy. Oh, so yeah. I can't do it. But it was like enough. There was enough there to of like a story and a drama.
That's one of the little
stuff.
Kids, right?
Yeah,
there was a bit of banter as well between like the kids and
the kids. Those kids are amazing actors. Yeah. They're really amazing. And one of the kids was from Stranger Things, which
I love Stranger Things.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of all that, so I'm very excited for.
I need to watch it.
Production of that. Oh my god! Second adaptation of Roald Dahl's The Witches has been confirmed. Stop everything, because that is basically the worst horror movie for a child that you can possibly watch. Have you ever seen The Witches by Roald Dahl?
Might have to pass.
Okay, so The Witches is a book by Roald Dahl. He did James the Giant Peach, The Twit, that. Yeah. So they made this movie in the 90s, which I remember it was like a thing. You'd watch it when you go to sleepover, like, should we watch The Witches? And it was somehow like a PG movie, but it was the equivalent of The Exorcist. Whoa. So the story of The Witches is that they steal children. Uh-huh. And you can never tell who's a witch, but there are little like telltale signs. So they always wear gloves. Okay. They've got they don't have any toes, and they wear masks. So they look like normal people, but they rip off their face, and then they're really old underneath. So literally, I was told when I was a kid, if you're ever lost, go find a woman. Like, look for a lady and be like, excuse me, I'm lost. Mm-hmm. Not after that movie. Hell no. And I'll be looking at it and be like, she's wearing gloves. Has she got toes? I don't know. Oh, wow. And yeah, it's got Angelica Houston plays like the head witch. Wow. And all the witches are having like a witch convention in a hotel. And this little boy gets stuck in the hotel room with them. What? He's hiding. And they take off their masks. And honestly, in my memory... It's terrifying.
You seem quite terrified just by your face now. Like.
I'm sweating. I'm excited by it. But I just don't think there are just some things that just...
Did they turn the boys into mouse?
Yes! You've seen it. The witches turn the boys into mice.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm still...
I was terrified.
My guy was terrible.
I was terrified.
Mouses.
Mouses. I don't want to be a mouse.
No, I don't want to be a mouse.
But wow, that's...
So they're making a remake of that.
They're making a remake of the Roald Dahl, The Witches, which is, wow, made by the director of Back to the Future. Ooh. I like him. Mm. I like that series. Cool. You guys Back to the Future fans, right?
Oh, we got a picture up there.
We got a picture of the mouse.
I do remember this film.
Also, when I imagined you said he turns into a mouse, I just imagined like a little small normal mouse, but it's actually a really ugly human mouse.
Yeah, look, I mean, one of my friends from primary school still.
I think we've all seen someone who looks a bit like that. Yeah.
Shout out Callum, if you're listening.
One of my ears used to actually stick out like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had an operation on my ear. So they had to like remove my ear for this operation and put it back on. And when they did,
what, the whole thing?
Yeah. And when they put it back on, I remember I took off my bandage and went, hell no. Hell no, I look like Lee Evans on one side.
Oh no.
It literally was like, it was like this. I'm going to do a visual representation. It was like, sorry, what? And I said to the doctor, like, you can't leave me like this.
Oh, no.
And they were like, don't worry, your ear's going to go down. It will be able to take about 3-4 months. So I was like, 3-4 months? I looked like half of that mouse right there for 3 months of mine. And it was like the crucial years. I was like 17.
Oh, pissed, yeah.
So I was, you know, really looking for a husband. And,
yeah.
Nibble on your ear.
I was just getting weird people with ear fetishes.
Oh, damn.
Trying to get my number. But it's okay. It's all back. The ears are back now, and it's fine.
I can't see them. Can I see them?
I have to
can
prove that my ears are normal size.
Okay, she's got normal ears.
Yeah, I got normal ears. But but I promise you, it was out. It was out like an antennae on the side of my head.
Damn.
But it humbled me, you know? It taught me not to be proud of my ears. And I can't use my ears as, like, you know, sexual references anymore. So
oh, my days.
I had to develop a personality. So it was great.
What a lesson.
Right, guys, I'm going to try, if you are ready, to do a bit of movie trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Wow.
Are we ready? Are we good for this?
I see you've got this.
What?
You've got this, boy.
What? Oh, yeah, because... What?
Let's see.
I'm just trying to see if I've got my... okay, here we go. Let's see if we've got the...
Wait, he can see the questions already. That's cheating.
Yeah, it's the questions, but no, you can't see the answers.
No, still, he can prepare in his head.
Okay.
Turn off the monitor, Icy.
Right.
Turn off the monitor.
What was the name of the second Indiana Jones movie released in 1984?
Oh. Rivers of the Dust.
listen, I was actually 1 year. I was 1 year old.
Take a whack at it. Just
don't care about your story, Icy. Just want the answer, mate.
I don't even know. Like,
I get a point because I said something at least, right?
I don't even know. Like,
I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna say Temple of Doom.
Yes! Why are you in the competition as well?
I didn't know. Yes.
Temple of Doom.
This is cool. This is cool.
That is such an 80s name as well. Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom. Not the Rivers of Dust. Maybe that'd be the next one. Rivers of Dust. Okay, so here we go. In which year were the Academy Awards or the Oscars first presented?
1997.
First presented.
Considering like we just had like the 80 second Oscars.
Don't question me.
In the 1920s, I don't know, the 1920s.
1920s. I'm gonna go for 1931. 20. Oh, you won that. You said 20s. You said 20s.
Yep.
Well done.
I remember Gone with the Wind.
Okay. So. Right. Okay. What is? Oh, let's go back on. I'm gonna get my mood music on. Here we go. After all, tomorrow is another day. Is the last line from which movie that won the Academy Award in 1939?
007.
Gone with the Wind.
And the answer is Gone with the Wind.
Chase. Hey.
Tomorrow never dies. Isn't that like a?
That's a James Bond film.
After all, tomorrow is another day.
Tomorrow's another day.
Gentlemen. Okay, all right, okay, here we go. Question number... I can't remember. Which movies feature Bruce Willis as John McClane, a New York police officer taking on a gang of criminals... Let me finish the freaking sentence.
I'm so excited.
It is Die Hard. Well done, you get it.
Yes, Die Hard.
Okay. What is the name of the hobbit played by Elijah Wood in Lord of the Rings, the movie?
I don't know.
Come on, man. The main hobbit in the freaking thing.
Gollum.
What? Gollum? I don't even know.
Goblin.
Come on, man.
Douche. I don't even know. What's his
name? It's Frodo.
Frodo.
I don't watch
that. That sounds like a flipping Star Wars character.
Frodo.
Okay.
Frodo.
Frodo. It's Master Frodo.
Master Frodo.
Everyone's got to have a Frodo. I kind of want to be a hobbit sometimes. Oh no, I want that that like elven bread that you have like a little bit of bread and then you're full forever.
Oh dear, dear.
It'd be great. Dear. Be great for like bikini season, you know. Like what have you had today? Just a little bit of elven bread.
Elven.
You know. Just that. Okay, we'll go for one more. Mm-hmm. Which actress plays Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games franchise?
Don't even know who that is.
Oh no, Scarlett Johansson or something, I don't know.
No, she's like the biggest star in Hollywood right now. Mm-hmm. Like she's really fit.
I'm gonna go with my daughter.
I think I can see her face.
Ariana Grande.
No, it is Jennifer Lawrence. She's so fit, guys.
I know her face. I know she's fit. She's the main character of Hunger Games.
Yeah,
she's hot.
I'm sorry, I'm a man. I just know the face.
Yeah,
she's beautiful. Like I would be a lesbian for her.
Me too.
Damn.
We'd all be lesbian for her.
All day.
Absolutely. Okay. Oh my god. I love quizzes, but I feel like we've kind of rinsed the quiz time right now. So. Maybe not. Let's go back to a little bit more of
that's 1-1, me and you, Icy.
Guys, just a little reference back to the old witches that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. See, that's what a normal...
Yeah, that's the mask.
And that's what witches really look like. Ooh. And I'm sorry, how is that freaking PG? That is the stuff of nightmares.
That's like people without filters on Instagram.
That's what I was saying, innit?
That is.
You see some people just come out of raves and yeah, boy, you know what I'm saying?
Instagram. So, I mean, how do you guys feel about this whole, like, filter thing on Instagram? Like, because there is a lot of catfishing going on right now.
Trust me.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
It's all right to have a filter once in a while, mm-hmm. right? But there's certain people that use a filter with every damn picture, and it really annoys me.
It does.
Even with the videos, they'll just filter. It's like, show your real face. Like, exactly. Come on. You can't go on a date with a filter, so... Mm-hmm. Don't have a filter every time.
I never knew you was born with beer ears. Like, you're not a Kia beer fan.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I try and not use a filter a lot. And I think that's quite, you know... For a girl to go, like, bareface on social media...
You're brave.
I'm very brave, you know? This is me.
And it can change your eye colour as well, isn't it? The filters and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it changes the shape of your face.
It can change your race, everything now.
I didn't know, like, a full black girl can be, like, blue-eyed. I didn't know. I didn't, like, she's proper dark-skinned and she got blue eyes.
No, that's the thing. I was filming last weekend and there was a little child actor mm-hmm. called Elijah and mm-hmm. he's a beautiful, beautiful little black boy mm-hmm. and he had the bluest eyes I've ever seen. And honestly, I was like, oh my god, he doesn't know yet because he's so small. But I was like, he's going to pick up when he's grown.
which IVF treatment the mum took? What the hell?
No, I think it's some sort of genetic callback or throwback. Or
Eric Sermon must have done something to the woman. I don't know. Eric Sermon.
But
you know, Eric
honestly,
Sermon's got that
his eyes, yeah. I'll show you a picture after the show. His eyes are like lagoon blue. It was like sort of alien, but it was beautiful.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't seen I haven't seen white people with that beautiful eyes. It was oh my God. So it can happen. It can happen. But I was going to ask the kid, like, are you wearing contacts? But he's a kid.
Okay.
And obviously everyone mentions his eyes because it wasn't just me. Other people going up to him on set and being like, you've got really mad eyes. You've got great eyes. You've got really pretty eyes. And he's just like, yeah, thank you.
How old is he?
Like 10 or 11.
Okay. So then this, because sometimes when you're a baby, your eyes change color, right?
Yeah,
so it might say blue and go brown. So he's keeping them, right? He's
Oh yeah, they're fully his eyes now forever. But he's like a model now, already.
He would be a model.
Yeah, I mean,
he's wrapping it up from now.
Absolutely, he's gonna
babe. You know you're only 10 year, but listen, here's my number. Make sure, yeah. Just make sure you're not.
Have you guys modeled
recently?
Yes, you have, haven't you? I've seen you on Instagram.
Little bit of this, little bit of that. Basically, my friend he's got his own clothing range. So I said, you know, I'd offer to help out and get some pictures done with him.
You may hang your clothes off my guns if you want to.
So I've done it with Ray, who was also on the show as well, right?
Yeah.
A few weeks ago.
Oh, you man, work out, innit? I still got a one pack.
No, I've got a one pack. My belly is not in a good situation right now, but I'm trying.
Jim, I'm trying to get into gym more. Mm-hmm. That's why I've been listening to a lot of these songs I've been playing. They've been helping me in my gym mission.
Yeah.
What's your favourite workout?
I don't like cardio because basically I mean I was so proud of myself. I did a full 4 minutes on the stairlift this week and I was like and I'm just like wheezing away. I'm like a fake thin person because I'm quite slim, but I can't run for my life or do any kind of cardio. Right. So I just tend to stick to the weights.
Weights, girl. Okay. Do you feel like a lot of guys like creep on you at the gym if you're like in the weight section?
No, because I and like a lot of girls who go to the gym looking like some kind of I go like in my pajamas.
So you're not wearing like full face makeup and
no. I am hair straight back. I'm sweaty. I'm like, don't look at me. No, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. Yeah. We have to end the show now.
Thanks
because Man Like Hacks is starting his brand new show. So I'm gonna
Hacks.
Leave with what am I gonna do? What was the show? Okay, let's do some Ghost Town because I've been loving this one. I've run out of song. I mean, I didn't have enough time for my songs. Mm-hmm. There we go. I want to get you guys back on the show because it has been absolutely brilliant. Have an amazing weekend, guys. We will see you soon.
I'm in my zone. I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz. Quit killing it. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can't do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. All in my zone, all on my own. Open that pack, rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah, I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit feeling it. So buy another round. They try to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this. Be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I stay stunt. Low, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic Rich. Nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash. Got a new crib with a weed lamp. Crisp bills, I need that. Fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a G-Bot, that's one of my babies. My system loud, my weed loud, no her clip or some fake. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They try to shut us down about an hour ago.
this bitch. We're spelling this. We're spelling this bitch.